All right, here we go. Welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. Today, just with me, because, yeah, Mark is in the hospital. He broke his leg. So, I mean, if you want to wish him all the best, leave a comment. I'm sure that he would appreciate it. And yeah, as you can see, I'm also not in my usual studio because right now I am in Germany. And yes, you think that this is a fake background? It is a real background. And in a moment, I'll show you the exact studio here, if you want. Anyhow, so this is the number one stock market show on Spotify and one of the most popular market updates on YouTube. And in this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And today is Thursday, April 13th. And we had another inflation report coming out today showing that inflation is cooling. But also yesterday, we had the Fed meeting minutes. So a lot is going on in the markets. And we'll take a look at how the markets are reacting. Plus, I'll show you how we are trading these markets. And there were a few trades that I took yesterday and today. So we'll talk about this. Anyhow, if this is your first time here, I'm Marcus Hardcore. Usually, I'm joined by my head coach, Mark Hodge. I said, unfortunately, he broke his leg and is in the hospital awaiting surgery, so he won't be here today. But we are real traders who trade live accounts, and therefore we have a lot of trading experience, and we are showing you how we trade these crazy markets. So trust me, we know our stuff, and we are not afraid to tell you like it is. So if you're looking here, looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you are in the right place. And with that said, before we actually take a look at the markets, I want to quickly show you my studio setup here. We just took a picture. As you can see, this is what it is. It is a really, really cool Airbnb. And yes, this wall behind me is not fake. It is a real wall, as you can see. Okay, back to the markets. And let's take a look at what is happening today. So yesterday, indices closed lower, and it was quite a roller coaster ride. So if you take a look at this, and I'm going to lower this here a little bit and take a look at a 5-minute chart of the S&P. At first, we were opening higher, pushing lower, moving higher, and then the Fed meeting minutes were released and traders didn't like what the Fed had to say and markets moved lower. So let's first see what happened yesterday and then also what is happening today. So hopping over here to the PowerX Optimizer and our economic calendar, we see that yesterday CPI key inflation data has been released and came in better than expected. Inflation seems to be cooling. It was expected that CPI, the consumer price index, is rising by 0.2%. It was only rising by 0.1%, bringing the inflation year over year to 5%, also less than expected. So initially, the markets liked that news, but then we had the FOMC meeting minutes. And in these meeting minutes, we heard that the Fed expect a banking crisis to cause a recession this year. That's what we saw in the minutes. And this is where markets were nervous and saying, oh my God, a recession is coming. We were hoping for a soft landing. And this is where the markets in the afternoon started selling off. If you're looking at the move that occurred between when the meeting minutes were released and the end of the day, it is down 1%. So not really any panic selling, but definitely a move lower. Now, today we had more inflation data coming out. PPI, the producer price index. So the producer price index is measuring the wholesale goods. And this actually dropped. So disflation, is that a real thing here? So instead of rising by 0.2, it dropped 0.1%. This was the core PPI, the PPI 0.5%. At the same time, unemployment claims came in slightly higher than expected. And this actually is good news for the market. So let's see how the Fed watch tool, how traders are expecting the Fed to act during the next meeting. And we see that traders are still expecting the Fed to raise interest rates by 0.25%. But it seems that the inflation worries are getting under control. Well, inflation worries are under control, but now the question is, okay, will there be a banking crisis, as the Fed said? Well, we'll see. And this is where it will be super interesting tomorrow morning when the first banks are reporting earnings. So tomorrow, Friday, April 14th, we have JP Morgan, Wells Fargo, Citigroup, and PNC reporting earnings. And Warren Buffett says, we're not through with bank failures. So this is why tomorrow will be super interesting to hear of what's happening, what banks are seeing here right now. Anyhow, so if you look at a 5-minute chart of the S&P for today, at first we were opening higher, diddling along. Then approximately an hour ago, we started moving higher. We are trading at highs of the day. So the Dow up 0.4% for the day, the S&P up 0.6% for the day. And today, NASDAQ and tech stocks are the winners right now, up 1.4%. So what does this mean for our positions and how we are trading it? So this is where I want to show you the positions that we are in and then also show you the trades that I did yesterday and today. So first of all, let's talk about CTRA, Coterra Energy. That is a stock where I got assigned at 26. Right now it is trading at 25.80. I did sell the 26 call against my existing positions, collected some premium there. And right now the question is, will CTRA be above 26 tomorrow at the end of the day or not? If it is at the end of the day, this means that then I will get called away and I'm out of the position. I have been in this position for quite a while. If you look at this, I do believe it was in the first or second week of December. So it has been almost 5 months, a little bit over 4 months here. So I'm ready to let this go. So this is one of the positions that I'm in. Google. And this is where it gets super interesting. So the Googles. This is where Google started rallying. I have been assigned at 108. So I do own shares at 108. My break-even is at 102.33. So I have been selling the 110 call against my existing position. And yesterday, since Google was dropping with the overall market, I have been able to buy back that call at 90% of the maximum profits. And then today, since Google was jumping higher again, I have been able to sell another call. So let me show you exactly what I did here today. So in Google, I was able to sell the 108 call expiring tomorrow for 35 cents, therefore collecting another $420 in premium. So now if by tomorrow Google is trading above 108, I will get called away. I will keep the premium. If not, then I have more chances to sell calls. So this worked out really well, exactly as intended. And this is why we like to close our positions at 90% of max profits when there's a possibility, because then, as you can see, closed it yesterday, re-established it today, collecting another 35 cents. So this is working out really well. This is also the existing CTRA position. This is what I did quite a few days ago, selling it for 35 cents. So this all worked out quite well. Now, before I show you a trade that I was considering today where I actually placed an order and we'll take a look at whether I got filled or not, let's talk about a few other things. First of all, in the cryptocurrency world, earlier today, Ethereum was trading above 2,000, right now trading at 1,996. So cryptos are still on fire for Ethereum. This was the first time trading above 2000 since August 22. So it has been quite a while here. Bitcoin also, after selling off yesterday, reclaiming its spot above 30,000. So definitely a lot going on with cryptocurrencies. Then we also have earnings season kicking off. And the first company reporting earnings is Delta Airlines. Delta Airlines reported earnings worse than expected. Still, actually, here at only 29 cents, or 29 cents was the estimate, reported 25 cents the earnings, so much worse than expected. But they provided an upbeat guidance for the year, and this is what earnings is all about. We want to hear, what do companies think? How will 2023 work out? Will we have a recession? Will consumers cut back on expenses? And this is where Delta said, no, we think it's all good. So earlier this morning, if you look at a 5-minute chart, we gap opened higher a little bit. And then traders realized, wait a minute, they did report worse than expected earnings. So it was selling off, bouncing right back a little bit all over the place. So as you can see right now, earnings season has started. And with the banks in focus tomorrow, it'll be super, super interesting. Now, talking about banks, I just realized that I forgot to talk about a position that I also have, which is PNC Financial Services Group. So PNC Financial Services Group right now, definitely trading at the lower end of the range that I marked here, actually breaking slightly below, trading at $120 right now. PNC also reporting earnings tomorrow before the bell, and this is where we'll see What do they say? Are they in good shape? Are they worried about 2023? Are they worried, as Warren Buffett said, that there might be some more bank failures? By the way, quote from Warren Buffett, he was actually consulting with the president a few weeks ago, and he says, banks go bust, but depositors aren't going to be hurt. Quite interesting. What insights does he have that we don't have just yet? But it seems that according to Warren Buffett, the banking crisis is not yet over. And I believe that JP Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon said very similar thing. He said, we are not out of the woods yet. So tomorrow, before the bell, JP Morgan will report earnings and Jamie Dimon will have some more words for the banking crisis. So some other opinions there. One final look here before we take a look at the trade that are placed today, and we'll see if I got filled. So right now, traders are expecting a 63% probability that the Fed will raise interest rates on May 2nd. So that is coming up in, excuse me, only 20 days from now. Taking a quick sip here. After that, traders expect that the Fed will keep rates at this level here at the next meeting and then start lowering rates. So we shall see. All right, a trade that popped up this morning on the PowerX Optimizer that I was interested in taking was or is GM. GM General Motors, I have been trading it recently and I've been trading it at the level of 31.50. As you can see, I have drawn here a very nice rectangle because GM has been trading sideways for quite a while. And this is where this morning there's a possibility, or there was a possibility, to sell the 32 strike price. 32 strike price, and I wanted to get 25 cents. So I needed to get 24 cents at a minimum to get my 30% annualized. So I placed this order in the market. And if you take a look at this, or we can actually hop over to TradingView and bring up GM. After the initial drop in the beginning where I tried to sell this, right now GM is moving higher. So I'm not filled yet, but this is definitely a trade that I keep in the market. So I have a limit order to sell these puts expiring next week at 32 for 25 cents. Let's see if I'm getting filled here. So this is what we have currently happening. Let's take another look at the S&P 500 here. Okay, still trading at highs of the day. Same with the NASDAQ here, trading at highs of the day. So the key question is here right now for the remainder of the day, will traders remain bullish on this positive inflation data and drive the markets higher, or will traders focus more on what Warren Buffett is saying about the banking crisis and also what we heard yesterday from the Fed, that they are concerned that the banking crisis will cause a recession later this year? And this is where right now it is a toss-up. Let's take a look at the economic calendar for tomorrow so that we know of what is happening and what to expect tomorrow. So tomorrow we have core retail sales. That is important because it will tell us, okay, what do consumer things? Consumers are voting with their wallets. And this is where we will know, okay, are consumers cutting back on their spending? As you can see, core retail sales expected to drop by 0.4%. Then we have FOMC member Wallace speaking tomorrow, and we have the preliminary University of Michigan consumer sentiment as well as inflation expectations. Now, inflation expectations mean what do consumers expect where inflation will be over the next year or in a year from now. So this is just a survey, but interestingly enough, last month's consumer said that it will be at 3.6%. So we will see what comes out here if everybody is expecting inflation to drop based on the data that we have seen so far this week. And these were the big ones. This is what the Fed is keeping an eye on. Definitely it will be. All right. So this is what's going on. Now, one more thing that I want to mention really quick. Let me just come back to you here full screen for a moment. So tomorrow we will not have a coffee with Marcus and Mark just because right now I'm spending some time with the family and Mark is in the hospital and we really wish him all the best there and a very, very quick recovery. He's awaiting surgery right now. So I will definitely keep you posted. But therefore, no coffee with Marcus and Mark tomorrow. We will be back on Monday. And if you like this and if you want to wish Mark all the best, click on like. And if this is your first time here, consider subscribing, because this way you get a notification whenever we pop up. And in the meantime, there's a few more videos for you that you can watch that gives you a better idea of how we are trading, why we are doing what we are doing, and why I decided to take the GM trade today. Take a look at these and then have a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday. Take care, everybody.